Great job, you guys. What? I bet you're wondering what's in this bag. We'll get to that later.
No one would know how you are.
Calm down, you guys. Wow, it's really bright up here today. So how are you guys doing? I'm so glad to be back on Wednesday night. I haven't taught in a little while, and today's a little bit different. It's been a busy, busy week, so I prepared a little something for you guys, but it's kind of based around, hopefully we'll have a slide in a little bit, but I just want to give you guys a little bit of rundown about what's going on these days, okay? So on Wednesdays, before I got married, we have been doing this thing called the Summer Series, Summer Storms or Summer Success, where we've been talking about things that can kind of get us into trouble this summer. Things like sin, and we've talked about time and how if we manage our time well, then that's really important. That's where it all really starts for our summer. And that every time we come into temptation, it always starts with a decision too. We also have a decision to do what's right and what's wrong. So we're going to be continuing on next Wednesday and the next couple of Wednesdays with some more things that we can do to have a successful summer. I hope you guys are having a successful summer when it comes to your faith in the Lord. But a couple of things that are going to be sweet to look forward to is on Wednesday nights during the school year, we're going to take a journey. We're going to take a sweet journey, actually. We're going to take you guys have probably seen Pirates of the Caribbean, right? Well, we're going to take our own little journey, all right, guys? And week by week, we're going to get a piece of this treasure map, and this treasure map is going to take us somewhere. So this fall, you're definitely going to want to stay and make sure you're coming on Wednesdays. It's going to be super fun. And on the weekends, if you want to come on the weekends as well, I'm going to actually be starting the book of Matthew coming up here. And the only reason I haven't started the book of Matthew is because the best part is that Velocity is getting a facelift. Now, you know, facelifts aren't good. You know, you should just like, you know, whatever God gave you, it's all good. You know what I mean? But when it comes to this, it's going to be sweet, you guys. We're going to have brand new decorations, just a whole new look to Velocity. It's going to be fresh and really sweet, and you guys are going to be—you're going to love it. I hope. New logo, new T-shirts. It's going to be like pretty much amazing. So, just a couple more things that I really want to touch on, you guys. That Ethan talked about on the announcements is that really. Free Bibles. I think you guys probably all know somebody who doesn't have a Bible, and or maybe you guys don't have a Bible that you call your own that you can mark in and write in and really make it your own. I have some Bibles. They're just regular old Bibles, but it's all good because it's the Word of God, and it doesn't matter what it is or how pretty it is or if it's leather or whatever. It's all good. It's the Word of God in every single Bible, the same thing. So if you guys know somebody, I'd love to give you a free Bible, or if you guys need one so you can make sure you bring it to service every week. It would be a really cool thing, all right? So if you guys, I think the lamps went out, you guys. They've been having on the fritz. But if you saw it, you would see that the title of my message today is called Give Thanks For, oh, look at that. Praise God. Oh, what happened right here? It looks like AJ forgot an S. Hebrew. Dun, dun, dun. I guess it should say Hebrews, right? I just noticed that. But Give Thanks For Bingo. You guys are probably like, what? Give thanks for bingo. It doesn't say anything in that. So check this out, all right, guys? So I'm sitting in my office, right? And, you know, this is the last couple days, and I'm thinking, what are we going to do on Wednesday? We should do something different. We should do something fun. I want to, you know, what can we do that's going to be different? And I'm thinking, you know, maybe we should do something cool like Bible bingo. That would be sweet, dude, because, like, you know, like give a chance to win some, like, monsters. Maybe I got Monster in there and Mountain Dews and ice cream bars. Maybe I got all that stuff in that bag. You never know. But, you know, I figured we'd play bingo, but instead of like numbers, we'll play it with the books of the Bible. And instead of winning money, you guys can win monsters and Mountain Dew, right? That's epic. But check this out, you guys. So as I'm thinking, let's play bingo for monster, I started thinking to myself, like, dude, that's pretty epic how blessed we are. Right? You guys may not think of this as a blessing, but I'm thinking we're living in this country. And God's put us in this place where we're free to do these kinds of things, like decide what we're going to do for church and play Bible bingo. I mean, we get to gather here. We just praise the Lord very loudly. It was amazing, right? We got to sing our lungs out to God. You know, in plenty of places, you guys, it would be a crime to sing to the Lord that loud, especially if somebody heard you, and especially to play Bible bingo. And really, in many countries, anything you do that has to do with proclaiming that you are a Christian is illegal. And not only illegal, you're most likely either going to be spend the rest of your life in jail for doing it, or you'll be even worse, put to death for it. And it's really crazy. Now, how many of you guys Twitter in here? Does anybody Twitter? Dude, we got like four. Okay, we got four Twitters. Check this out, though. Here's the cool thing about Twitter. Okay, I Twitter, and it's really cool. And here's what I do now lately, you guys. I have been following Voice of the Martyrs. Now, if you know what Voice of the Martyrs is they're this group that's awesome. And they go around basically helping the persecuted church throughout the world. And, dude, they do things like parachute Bibles into the jungles. Dude, they smuggle Bibles into countries. I mean, these people are all about the gospel, and that's what their job is. And it's really sweet because every single day I follow them. So I wake up in the morning, and it really puts life into perspective. So it's crazy because I'm sleeping. I get up. I check my phone, you know, because I'm just like, it's like wake up morning minutes where you're like hoping that you'll be able to, you know, go back to bed, but you know you can't. So I'm fooling around on Twitter, and I'm looking at Voice of the Martyrs, and all these things have come up throughout the night because it's different times of day, and they're constantly updating this. I mean, this stuff's right up. Christian family in Kashmir hide from angry mobs. This is the craziest thing. I mean, I woke up and it literally said today, two Islamic fundamentalists beheaded two sons of a pastor in Pakistan. And so I'm like, whoa, wide awake, right? Like, because that's crazy. But they keep updating this regularly. I mean, if I didn't turn it on for like 2 hours, I would have like 7 or 8 or 9 Twitters from Voice of the Martyrs saying what's going on in the persecuted world. And it's crazy to think that here I am in my office thinking about what we're going to do on Wednesday, and I'm reading about all these people who love the Lord so much and they're suffering, and I'm reading about it, and I'm just like, this is crazy. So I'm starting to feel a little guilty about Bible bingo now at this point. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, dude, people are dying, you know what I mean? And that's, it's tough, but here we are thinking about Bible bingo, and I'm thinking about these people who are losing their faith, or I'm sorry, who are losing everything for their faith. They're losing their safety. They're losing their churches. I was reading about this guy who got his house and his church bulldozed over. They didn't kill him, but they bulldozed over his whole house and his church. People's places of worship are getting demolished. And here we are praising God in public and playing games, which is awesome. So I thought, you know, what am I supposed to do, Lord? You know, what am I supposed to do? I kind of feel guilty about playing Bible bingo, and I'm playing a game. So, you know, what am I supposed to do? So here's the best part. What did I do and what we all should do? I sought the Word of God. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to dig into my Bible and see what this has to say about it. So I came across Hebrews 13:3, which is so awesome. It gave me great peace. And here's the best part, you guys. Whenever something is going on in your day that you're like, what do I do about this, God? Like, maybe you're waiting to hear the audible voice of God, like, God, what should I do? Go right or left? You're thinking God's going to be like, go right, like, you know, in your ear, like whisper it. But, you know, it doesn't work that way, you guys. God speaks through his word. And so the other day when I was like thinking, what am I supposed to do, God? Here I am. We just want to have some fun. You know, you've put us in this place, God, but there's people dying out there for their faith. So I went right into our word, and it was great because it gave me so much peace. And just like it says in 1 Peter, it gave me everything that I needed to know about life. It says in that verse that the Bible gives you everything you need to know for life and for godliness, for living your life. This Bible has everything. So I'm going to go to Hebrews 13:3, and I'm going to read what it says to you guys. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body. So, look, we have a specific reason for being here. You know, you don't have to feel bad that your guys' house isn't getting demolished for the Lord. We all know that we are going to be persecuted in some way throughout our lives. We know that that was a promise given to us. And here's the hard part. In John 16, Jesus promises. He says, you will have persecution. You will have tribulation. He didn't say, hey, you might have a problem in your life or you might have tribulation in your life. He said, you will have problems. You will be persecuted for your faith in your life. But the best part is what he says right after it. He says, but don't worry, fear not, because I've overcome the world. And that's the greatest thing. So what he's saying is, you guys, you're going to get persecuted. You may even like those people, die for your faith. But here's the best part. After the persecution, after you're dead, it doesn't matter. They can't harm you anymore because just like he said, I've overcome the world. And by Jesus overcoming the world, that means that we get to go to heaven. We're directly with the Lord. There's no more condemnation. There's no more persecution. It's straight to being with God. So what should we do when our brothers and sisters around the world are suffering and we're just hanging out and we're having a good Christian life here and we have safety and peace and all these things? What should we do? Let's see what our text says right here one more time. It says, remember the prisoners as if chained with them. So it says right there, we should remember them. We should remember them. So we can benefit and we can help ourselves out and we can help out our persecuted brothers by simply remembering them, by keeping them in our mind. Now this word remember, I mean, you guys know what it means, but let's get like a, this is dictionary.com says that to remember is to recall to mind by an act of effort to retain in your memory. So to recall to the mind by an act or effort to retain in the memory. So that what that means is that we get to do all this awesome, fun things that many people don't get to do here, you guys. We have so many privileges by living here in the United States where it's free to worship the Lord. But we should be thinking about those who aren't as fortunate as us, those who are suffering while we do these things that are so much fun. Like on Friday, dude, we're going to sell snow cones to raise money to go to Bible camp in the weekend. I mean, there's people who would give anything they could to go to a Bible camp and not be persecuted for it. And here we are out in public selling snow cones. I mean, that's awesome. So all we should do is be remembering those who cannot do those kinds of things. You know what I mean? So that means we get to do all these awesome, fun things, and we should think about those people, you guys, who are suffering. It means that we should also be on guard at all times. We should be able to proclaim Jesus' name first and foremost and our personal safety after. That's so hard, right? That's so hard. I'm reading a book right now that talks about that. It says, you know, so many times we pray for our personal safety as if it's priority number one. We always say, pray for me so I'll be safe. Pray for our family so we'll be safe. That's a great thing. There's nothing wrong with praying that. But our first goal should be Jesus' kingdom, should be his will, whether that means our safety or not our safety. It means that he comes first, even if that puts us in jeopardy. That's what that means. So we shouldn't feel guilty, though, like I said. Like I told you in the beginning, guys. We shouldn't feel guilty. We should just remember those who don't have it as good as we do. We should be grateful to God that we get to do these things. And that's why I totally named this message, Give Thanks to God for Bingo. Because God's granted us this great day. God's put us all here. And God's going to let us enjoy this. And it's going to be great. All we need to do is give thanks for the things that God puts in front of us and remember those who are being persecuted. The way tonight, you guys, that I want to remember those who are in chains, you guys, and those who have been persecuted is I want to read from this awesome book. And every now and then we do it, and we've done it before, I know, in Revelation and stuff like that. It's this book called Jesus Freaks, which is amazing. It's this great book and tells of the struggles of people and how many of them lost their lives, but none of them lost their faith. And that was the most important thing, is that they never lost their faith despite of it. And I want you guys, like it says in this verse, picture, it says, remember those who are in chains as if you're with them. So I want you guys to picture as if you were there struggling and what it would be like if tonight, instead of coming in and it was all free, that you had to come across a situation like this. And if you think about what Jesus meant when he said, blessed are the persecuted, for the kingdom of God is theirs. So think about that when we're reading these stories. Think about what it means when Jesus said, you are blessed if you're persecuted, because the kingdom is yours. And if you guys, in this, as I read a couple of these stories, say, you know what? I don't have faith like that. You know what? I don't know if I could proclaim the Lord's name when someone's about to run over me. I don't know if I could do these things. Well, the best thing you can do, you guys, is pray that God would give you strength and faith like these people did. That he would bless you and he would give you situations to strengthen your faith. That's a bold statement. I mean, how many of you are willing to pray, God, put me in situations that would strengthen my faith? Because you know what those situations are going to be, right? They're not going to be easy situations. When you pray, God, strengthen my faith, God gives you strength, faith, and opportunities, and usually ones that will shake your faith and sometimes scare you, but there's nothing to be worried about. God is with you. So before I read these couple of stories, I just want to read the Bible verse that I read from a different translation. It's really cool. It says, "Remember the Lord's people who are in jail and be concerned for them. Don't forget those who are suffering, but imagine that you are there with them." And then on the bottom it says, "Their stories must be told." So I want to read you a couple stories out of this, guys, and I just want you to just think about how blessed you are to be here right now. This is from Pastor Kim, who was a pastor in North Korea in the 50s. "For years, Pastor Kim and 27 of his flock of Korean saints had lived in hand-dug tunnels beneath the earth. Then the communists were building a road, and they discovered that these Christians were living and holding church underground. The officials brought them before a crowd of 30,000 in the village for public trial and execution. They were told, 'Deny Christ or you will die,' but they refused. And at this point, the head communist officer ordered 4 children from the group seized and had them prepared for hanging. With ropes tied around their small necks, they offered again commands to their parents to deny Christ. Not one of the believers would deny their faith. They told the children, 'We will soon see you in heaven,' and the children died quietly. The officer then called for a steamroller to be brought in, and he forced the Christians to lie on the ground in its path. And as the engine revved, they were given one last chance to recant their faith in Jesus. And again, they refused. As the steamroller began to inch forward, the Christians began to sing a song that they often sung together. As their bones and bodies were crushed underneath the pressure of massive rollers, their lips uttered these words, 'More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Thee alone I seek, more love to thee. Let sorrow do its work, more love to thee. Then shall my last breath whisper thy praise. This be the parting cry my heart shall raise, more love, O Christ, to thee.' The execution was reported in North Korea press as an act of suppressing superstition." Underneath it, it says, "Throughout history, Jesus freaks have sung during their final moments on earth. To their astonishment of their torments, they joyfully raise their voices in praise to God." And then underneath it, it says, "For our present troubles are quite small, and they won't last very long. Yet they produce for us an immeasurable great glory that will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see right now. Rather, we look forward to what we have not seen yet. For the troubles we will see will soon be over, but the joy will last forever." You guys are probably going through some heavy stuff too. And it may not be as bad as this, but it doesn't matter. It still matters. You're still hurting and God still knows your pain. But just like it says here, don't look at your current problem. Look at the future glory that is on the horizon for all of you guys when you decide to follow the Lord. I want to read one more, okay, guys? 133. "A Christian chosen by Jesus Christ. Men choose religion, but a Christian is chosen by Jesus Christ. To be a Christian means to belong to Christ. Jesus asked me to renounce my life, to follow him faithfully, not to fear the world, even if my body must perish. I prefer to know that God the Almighty is with me, even if it means that the whole world is against me. I'm in God's hands. For 45 years, I have walked on the God of miracles, on his goodness. And his goodness is for me a shadow that protects me in his love. The God of Daniel, who protected his friends, who protected me during 9 years in prison, and all the torments changed to my good, so that I have the fullness of love and gratitude. All the prophets, Jesus alone was resurrected from the dead, and he remains our living mediator forever. I gave my life into his hands, and for me, life is an opportunity to serve him, and death is the privilege of getting to be with him. Pastor Diba of Iran was on trial for his life. And these words were his defense he gave in court. An upper-class Muslim, he and his family had converted to Christianity. He had declared to translate Christian radio programs and books into his language. He was arrested in 1985 and accused of apostasy, which is denying the Muslim faith. For this, he faced the death penalty. In Iran, social and political pressure is sometimes used to force Christians to recant or renounce their faith in Jesus Christ. Some are even tortured. Diba was imprisoned for 2 years in a cramped hole with no room to stretch even his legs. While he was in prison, his wife left him and was forced to marry a Muslim. When Diba steadfastly refused to deny his faith, the court condemned him to death. But after 1 month, he was set free because of an international attention that had been brought onto his case. But soon after this, however, he was found dead in a park, and it's believed by some that these same Islamic leaders called for his execution. Despite losing his father, his four children remain to this day faithful to Jesus Christ. I just want you guys to just think about how blessed we are, you guys. And like I said, I was so touched this week when I just thought about, you know, here we are planning all these things that we get to do, and here's what the Bible says. Just remember them. It doesn't say you have to. You know what? Some of you may be called to be missionaries in life and go over there and do the and enter that persecution area, and that's awesome. But some of you won't be. But for what we can do, you guys, is just be obedient to what the Word of God calls us to do, and that is to remember these guys and just think about them and pray for them. So let's pray. God, thank you so much, Lord, that we are so privileged here in this nation, Lord God, to know you in a public way, God. It's crazy to think that sometimes, God, that we don't even share our faith with other peoples, and it's legal to do. And here are these people who are sharing their faith with others, and it's illegal. And they know that if they tell somebody about Christ, that they are putting their own life on the line. And God, we don't have to put our life on the line right now. God, you told us that we would be persecuted, God. But we're so grateful, Lord, that we can rest in you and that you have beaten the grave. You have beaten all evil. And God, no matter what they do to us here, they can never touch us once we're with you, God. So, Lord, we just ask and thank you for this night, Lord, that we're going to have fun in and we're going to rejoice. And we just want to be grateful and thankful, Lord God. So we love you, Lord, we just praise you. In your name we pray. So check this out, guys. Okay, here's what we're going to do, all right? Check it out.